Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick. It's time for the Grain Market Analysis, and Jalen Petick joining me on the line. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good, Dustin. How are you?
Doing good. A little less frozen than we were the last couple weeks, so I'll take it.
Nice little spring relief, it feels like.
It does. That it does. And kind of good news here last night. Looks like we're finally going to figure out who our ag secretary is, so a little settling here for at least us in the ag industry. So
That's right.
So what's driving the market? Seeing a little bit of a rally here in the grain markets. What's causing that?
Yeah, after we talked last Thursday, we had quite the run up the next couple days, last Friday, and then following the holiday, no trade holiday on Monday there, we had another big run up on Tuesday. We've kind of calmed down a little bit here going into mid later part of the week, but you know that whole rally started a little bit with the USDA report being a little friendly, like we talked about last week. But then the big thing we were watching, or where we left off, was that Argentina was expected to get some rain showers, and they really didn't need them. And it did, you know, it did present itself. Some of those key areas in Argentina that were already pretty saturated got up to 5 to 6 inches of rain. Maybe not quite as widespread as they were originally forecasting, but plenty wet, you know, in areas that they really didn't need it. And if you look at, you know, Argentina right now, they're probably in about, you know, call it similar to our June in terms of their growing season. You know, it's getting a little late to replant in some of those areas. Some areas they'll go in and try if it warms up here. But, you know, bottom line, you're taking away quite a few acres of crop there potentially. And, you know, there's yet to be seen how many acres are potentially damaged. You know, we have some analysts and some experts that deal with South America down there, and they're lowering their production. So that's where the big rally came off of. And then, too, you probably, you know, with this going into February, you know, crop insurance, you know, pricing month there, you know, a lot of people have talked about how somehow that ratio's got to come back to a normal level, that corn-to-bean ratio. You know, so maybe you had some speculative trading, looking to short some beans ahead of that planting intentions, and they got caught off guard. You know, the weather rally presented itself here, and they had to liquidate those positions. So, you know, that kind of accelerated it, and it shows too. If you look at the money flow index, a technical read there, it shows that there's a lot of fund activity in the last few days buying beans. So, all in all, it's good news. You know, they looked at some resistance points and took out some on beans, and we'll touch on that here in a minute on some new points there. But if you look at the weather going forward here in South America, so we already traded the wet weather. I think it's kind of calmed down from there. You know, what do we got going forward? And it's supposed to be really dry in Argentina in the next 2 weeks here, 10 days to 2 weeks forecasted. And, you know, I'd say in the southern part of their region, you know, not the key growing areas, but, you know, they make up 10 to 20% of production down in the south there. It's looking almost too dry. They really haven't gotten the rains down there, and they're expected to get none here in the next 2 weeks. And it's starting to, you know, you might see a little stress there. So, it's, you know, it's kind of odd. We go from talking about flooding to, you know, now are they too dry in the same country? But and then in the north, you know, you'll probably hear a little chatter about, well, it's been so wet here this spring, you know, are the roots shallow, you know, too shallow in those crops? And then if we get dry here, are we going to see some stress? I wouldn't worry about that too much, but we'll see how it presents itself and how the weather shapes up over the next, you know, going into later part of next week and the weekend. And then if you look at Brazil, you know, they still look really good. In the last report, we saw their production numbers increase with the growing season they've had. And if you look at the weather maps the next week to 2 weeks, normal to above average precip. And, you know, they're moving right along with their crop. There's really not a whole lot of problems there in Brazil.
So going forward, what kind of things are we going to have to watch for affecting the markets in the next week?
Yeah, going forward, besides the weather that I just talked about, you know, you're going to have we always have some influence from the U.S. dollar, you know, as boring as it can be. The Federal Reserve chose to leave interest rates unchanged here for at least another a month or so. So, you know, you got a dollar that's reacting a little bit. It's been up here the last couple of days. So that might be a slight rally killer if that stays strong. You know, another rally killer could be, you know, especially on corn, just the sheer amount of grain there is to be sold into a market if we get, you know, up to some resistance points or break through them. There's a lot of grain to move, and it could really slow a rally down. You know, other than that, you know, you like to look at some technical signals such as the slow stochastics are interesting to watch sometime if you bring them up on a bar chart or a CME group. You know, you can see that we're very overbought in both the corn, wheat, and also soybean markets. You know, all three of them are getting really overbought, and usually that, you know, kind of signals to a short-term top, you know, 3 to 6 week top in the market. So that's, you know, something to keep an eye on if a guy's looking or contemplating making some sales here. Other than that, you know, some technical points. If you look at March beans, we hit 1080 as a high on Wednesday there. You know, after that, if we can get through 1080 again, you're looking at maybe a push to 1096. The key, though, is the support is way down around 1025, 1027 area. So that's, you know, that's a big drop off from where we currently sit. You know, be aware of that. New crop November beans, if we can get through 1032, you're looking at 1043 with 1006 as the support. Corn, you know, still range bound. We need 369 on March corn and 395 on December corn to get any further rally there, Dustin.
All right. Well, Jalen, thanks for the update, and we'll talk to you again next week and see where things are standing.
Thanks for having me again.
That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.